I'm 17 years old, and I go to Fairfield Ludlow High School. Unfortunately, I'm not old enough to vote in the midterm, but if I was old enough, I'm really not sure which side I would vote for, honestly, because there's so much bickering and infighting. The United States is kind of unique in that the two parties are actually very similar to each other compared to some other countries. There's not like a Communist Party and a Democratic Party or anything along those lines, so it's kind of tough at this point. And I do follow national politics. But as far as Obama, I think the hype around him was so great that he could never have lived up to all of that hype from when he got elected. He just had told of so many things about change and things like that, and it was just impossible just because of the two-party system in the United States. It's really hard to get things through Congress and the Senate. So I think he's doing a pretty good job, but he had to give some leeway on a lot of the items that were on his original ticket when he got elected. A major issue right now in American foreign policy and actually international foreign policy is the war on terror. And that's something that he promised to shut down immediately or as soon as he got into office. But that hasn't happened yet, just also because of the political system and the political environment hasn't really allowed for it yet. So that's problematic at this point. But on a federal level, we're facing a lot of issues. The national budget is a huge one because we're spending a lot of money on things that aren't necessarily beneficial to the United States, like the war in Iraq is a big one. But you also see some issues like the Tea Party, which is basically a far-right movement in the United States to remove certain political officers from power.